we ought to heed the message. What do you think? It wasn't played only on one string, but two strings. In the mouth of two witnesses, we ought to praise the Lord. What do you think? Amen. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Number 35.
Blessed Redeemer, sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, hail him, highest archangels in glory. Send and honor, give to his holy name. Strong. Praise him, praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Victorious power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise him, praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Oh, I praise you, Lord, I praise you, Lord, we worship you, Lord. You are worthy of praise. Oh, I worship you, Lord. Jesus, you are worthy of praise. Hallelujah. worship thee, for thou art worthy. With humble hearts thy praise we sing, we bow to thee in adoration, we worship thee, our Lord and King. Thou art of old our rock and our salvation. Thou art our hope throughout eternity. Of thy great love we've fully been persuaded. Son of God, we worship thee. In ancient days, the seers and sages through faith beheld thy wondrous love. Thou art the same through Son of God. Thou art of old our rock and our salvation. Thou art our hope throughout eternity. Of thy great love we've fully been persuaded. Son of God,
we worship thee.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, we bow, Lord Jesus, we bow before you this morning, dear Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you for being who you are.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for this grace of
salvation. Dear Father, again, we thank you for this day. And Lord, we just pray for your continued working in every heart today.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for the villagers. As they're hearing your word this morning, I pray that that word would find a place in their hearts, bring about a change. Pray for the cottagers as your word is given to them. Even now, dear God, work in them. And Lord, as we're here gathered before you, Lord Jesus, draw us, draw our hearts. We love you, Jesus. We want to love you more. And so we bow low and worship you. In humble adoration, Lord, we bow. Have your way. Have your way. Throughout this day, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise him, praise him. Tell of his excellent greatness.
That's why we're here.
So let's tell of his excellent greatness. Anyone?
Hallelujah. How great. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find it to fail. Thy mercies how tender, how firm to the end. Lord, help me to understand how frail I am. Unable to do anything, even to speak a right word. Lord, I need you. But you offer yourself to me. You offer yourself to me. You want me to open my entire being to you and submit fully to you. I want to be your subject that has submitted entirely to you and always cries, "Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. This with all my heart I say. Jesus, have your way." It's a wonderful thing when we let him have his way. Then he can work. And I was thinking, you know, sometimes that gets you in trouble. People say, "I thought." Yes, you thought and you pursued your thoughts. And where did they lead you? In the wrong way. But when we think of him, he will give us thoughts that will enable us to receive what he's giving, to take what he offers. "Now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." But we need all three of them as we journey toward the goal that he has set before us. I need faith. I need faith. Lord, increase my faith today. Faith that appropriates more of you. More of you. Oh, Lord. We heard about our heart, that we have eyes, inward eyes, and we need to see with those eyes. We need to see his glory. We need to see what he has done. We need to see what he provides every day, his provision for us. Praise the Lord. Faith. "Nevertheless, when the Lord cometh, will he find faith on the earth?" Faith is contact with the dynamo of heaven, with the Lord Jesus and his Spirit. You know, when my lamp where I am quartered, it just doesn't work sometimes. I try to get that thing on. I have to turn it, and finally it lights up, and then I have to sort of turn it a little more so it stayed there. I mean, it remains on. Well, the contact is rather poor. And brother, I told Tom about it. Whenever anything is, you know, needs fixing, I go to Tom. He can do it. He can do it. He can replace it with another three-way switch. But this contact is constant, just as that power is constant. It's constant. I hope it will light up when I turn it. But Jesus doesn't disappoint us. We have contact with him. He has contact with us. He is seeking us. We thought we were seeking him, but he is seeking us. "Once I was foolish, and pride ruled my heart, causing my footsteps to go in my own way. But Jesus hath found me." He hath found that sheep that was lost. He sought. He went out into that wilderness of this world, and he found me. And he found me. Oh, I'm glad that he found me. He found me. He was after me. He was after me. And you know he's after you. He's after us. We are his sheep and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, we have a good shepherd. He doesn't forsake his sheep. He doesn't forsake his sheep. He loves his sheep. He has made them his very own. And he wants to take that place of a shepherd in our life, to lead us. Lead us. You know, what we are experiencing here, he wants to continue. It doesn't make place, or, you know, this place, well, this is a wonderful place where we can come and the world is shut out. Oh, I have to, you know, there's so many voices. So many voices. So many voices saying, come this way. This is good. And so on. And behind all of that, there's a vanity. It's all empty. What have you gained? What have you profited by all these things that would take your attention away from Jesus? I'm glad here the attention is on him. You know, I had a fellow, he accused me, he said, you would talk all the time about Jesus. Don't you have anything else to say? Well, I don't know whether I can say anything more profitable than to speak of him and his love for me. Oh, his dying and undying love. It's never ends. He loves me today as he has in the past. And he will. He'll continue to love me. And again, let me say, he continues to offer himself to me. You want me? Gordon, do you really want me? Do you want me? I'm God's gift to you. How do you receive a gift? You say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. He is mine. He is mine. Though it is wonderful, yet it is true. Jesus is mine. He gives himself entirely to me. Faith. That's faith. Faith. Increase our faith. Hope. Hope is expectation. I expect him to do what he says. What do you expect? Confident expectation that he will perform in accordance to his word. That word upon which he's caused me to hope. Hope. I expect that he will fulfill it.
Hallelujah.
He will fulfill it. Don't throw away your hope. Hope maketh not ashamed. He's going to do what he says. Hope. Hope. Thou art my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in thee. I'm sort of shut up to one thing, and that's Jesus. He is my portion. I find my all in Jesus. Jesus, everything, and everything in Jesus. Jesus. And what's the last one? Love. Love. Oh, thou Son of God, you have conquered by love. He persists in that way. There are overtures of love. When I was courting my wife, you know, I loved her. I wanted her. And I was very jealous about that. I mean, I was afraid that somebody else would get her. And so what did I do? Well, I took her to the Chinese restaurant. And we had a meal for 50 cents. The Lord knew I couldn't afford. I was only making $35 a week. Oh my, what can I do with $35? Well, I could take her to the Chinese restaurant. And we often went, right, honey?
Cheapest place.
What?
It's the cheapest place.
Yeah. Anyway, you see, you know, the Lord doesn't take us to the Chinese restaurant. He says, I have a table spread where I want to feed you. That is his favorite occupation. A shepherd, that's his favorite occupation. He sees that the meadow is free of those serpents that would cause harm. You know, he drives them, and then he brings the sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not suffer any lack. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. What are these green pastures? He'd like to make us lie down in his word. I need to feed upon that. I need to feed upon that. I need to the finest of the wheat. He said, if you had only hearkened to me, listen to me. We heard it. You know, incline your ear. Stretch it out. Listen. He has something. He's saying something to you. And he has said something to you in these days. And he continues to say something to us. Words that will draw us to himself. Praise the Lord. Why do I say praise the Lord? Because I see all these things that he's provided for me, and I say, thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I acknowledge you in all these things. You are good, and you do good. You never change. You are the good shepherd. And we had a little prayer in our place. And I said, Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your goodness. You have said, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And this is one of those days when he wants to be good. And he will be good. He will be good. And we will be singing. You know, he puts a song in our hearts. More of you. I want more of you. You know, some of these contemporary songs that we have, I couldn't stomach them. I mean, I couldn't feed on those too well. And yet some of them come across with something good. I want more of you. I don't know how to sing that. You know how to sing that?
All I want is more of you. All I want is more of you. Nothing I desire more of you. All I want is more.
And it sings on through the day. More of you, Jesus. I'm doing the pops and so on. I thought, you know, I'm so happy I'm here. And you know, the Bible says we ought to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And that tells me that there are others who are with me in this journey. And I have to consider that. I have to keep that unity of the Spirit with those who are with me. We have one Spirit, and that is that Jesus be exalted. God puts that in us. And so opportunity has to be afforded so that they can function. You know, we might get the idea that if this camp couldn't do very well or exist if it wasn't for me. You know, that big me. There's so much pride, and the Lord has ways of getting us down. Moses, he thought that the Lord had called him to deliver the children of Israel, and so what did he do? He went out and he saw that one of these Egyptians was fighting with a child of Israel. So what did he do? He intervened. He killed the Egyptian because he thought maybe they should understand that I am the one I am the one that God has called, and for this purpose that his people may be delivered. What happened? Pharaoh got wind of it, and he ran for his life. And where did he run? To the desert. How long was he in the desert? 40 years. And God was getting Moses to the end of himself. You know, self intrudes so often. So often. Don't think too highly of yourself. Just think highly of Jesus and give him an opportunity to take hold of your life and unite you to others. Others. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, faith. Yes, Lord, increase my faith. Hope, my expectation of more of you. A greater infilling of yourself, of your spirit. And then love. Love, by this shall all men know. And you can know that you have been transformed or filled with the Spirit if you find in you a love for that brother or that sister, anyone, everyone. Do you find that within you? Has love increased within you? Oh, that brother, he's always, 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 and so we have a complaint about that brother. No, you're supposed to love him. Love him. Go to him, say, we need you, brother. We need you. The Lord didn't bring you here in vain. There was a purpose in his bringing you here. We need you. You need to function. I had a fellow in our congregation, you know, I tried to introduce instruments. God wants an orchestra. You believe that? He wants an orchestra. He's put a talent in you, into you. He wants an orchestra. You find it in the 150th Psalm. You know, I have to make it short. My wife said, short, 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 short. Well, I'll make it short. It talks about strings, woodwinds, brass, cymbals, so on. He wants all of that. But he wants a choir, too. He wants a choir. What's good is an orchestra. That's good. I enjoy the music so that our dear brother, he has lent his talent or given it to the Lord, and the Lord has blessed us so greatly. And he knows instruments. Well, anyway, he wants a choir. Let everyone that hath breath praise the Lord. He wants you in that choir. He wants me in that choir. And we're singing all the time. We're singing. And what is the theme of our song? Jesus. He is the theme of our song. And so we praise the Lord. We say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Exalt his name. Exalt his name. Lift him up. He will draw those kids to himself. And he will also draw my heart. There's something more. There's something more. I want to apprehend all that he has, his purpose in apprehending me. He's laid hold of me with a purpose. He has a purpose. And I want to understand that purpose. And I want to stand in that purpose. And I want to do his will, that he may be glorified. That I might have a love for everyone. And then give me some ministry. To Jeff over there, you know, he was unsuspecting. I stood there, he was there, so I grabbed him. Jeff, hear me, listen, Jeff. Jesus loves you. He'll not let you go. He'll not let you go, and he won't let you down. And I could say that about everyone here. Hey, I love you. Oh, how the Lord loves. What could we do without you? I mean, who would you want to do the fox? And Charlie here. You notice how Charlie offers himself, testify, say something, and say something meaningful, not just empty things. No. Take it from the Word of God. Take it from the Word of God. This is a word that abides forever.
I hear my wife calling.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise hallelujah.
God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. My Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, I had picked loving kindness, and Sister Gladys wants love found a way. So we'll go with Sister Gladys. Love found a way. 436. I yield.
That's good.
Let's stand as we sing. 436. Wonderful love that rescued me, sunk deep in sin. Guilty and vile as I could be, no hope within. Every ray of light had fled, raising my soul from out the dead. Love found the way. Love Savior here to die on Calvary. For such a sinful wretch as I, how can it be? Love bridged the gulf with me, and heaven taught me to pray. I am redeemed, free, forgiven, love found a way. Love found a way to redeem my soul. Love found a way that could make me whole. Love sent my Lord to the cross of shame. Love found a way, oh, praise His holy name. Love opened wide the gates of light to heaven's domain, where in eternal power and might Jesus shall reign. Love lifted me from depths of woe to endless gain. There was no help in earth below, but love found a way. Thank you, Jesus, for your great love. Oh, I thank you for your great love. Thank you, Jesus. Fill us with your love today, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I pray. may be seated. Before we look into our Bibles this morning, I'd like us to sing number 251. Our brother Chuck asked for this. I'm not sure what qualifies us, how old you have to be to sing this. 251. It was good for our mothers, it's good for our mothers, it was good for our mothers, and it's good enough for me. 'Tis the old-time religion, 'tis the old-time religion, 'tis the old-time religion, and it's good enough for me. It has saved our fathers, it has saved our fathers, saved our fathers, and it's good enough for me. 'Tis the old-time religion, 'tis the old-time religion, old-time religion, and it's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, and it's good enough for me. Tis the old-time religion, and it's good enough for me. It will do when I'm a-dying, it will do when I'm a-dying, it will do when I am dying, and it's good enough for me. Tis the old-time religion, tis the old-time religion, tis the old-time religion, and it's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven, it will take us all to heaven, it will take us all to heaven, and it's good enough for me. 'Tis the old-time religion, 'tis the old-time religion, old-time religion, and it's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, makes me love.